Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant, and today we're going to be talking about definition of done, and specifically, your own personal definition of done as a tech executive. I'm assuming you've heard about the term definition of done, which means that when you create a new task or a new objective, you know from the outset how to measure that you have achieved that goal. That is because too often we go into something and we never actually know when we are done. We have a mushy, vague kind of line and no one actually knows. And so you might be doing not enough work or doing too much work unneeded. And essentially, all the managers and leaders I work with are aware of this and make sure that their teams have solid definitions of done as much as possible. However, they do not have any success metric defined for themselves. You, my friend, have a role, right? I'm assuming you have some objectives. What are they? How will you know that you have reached them or that you are on track to reach them? If you merely consider your success as the team has delivered whatever we said we would in this quarter, then you are selling yourself short. You should have additional layers of objectives here, be it the kind of team you want to create, the kind of innovation you want to cultivate, improvements in velocity, creating a world-class team, as I just said in the beginning. All of these might be your own personal reasons for doing what you're doing. Because no one, I believe, sets out to invest 5 years in a row just to be average. You want to create an amazing team. You want to have a profound impact on the whole business. And that only comes from having better plans and, you know, shooting higher than simply, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. Especially as this should be live around the time of starting a new quarter, take stock. Consider for a few minutes, at the end of this quarter, how will you define your own personal success? How will you know you did it? What do you want to achieve? And how will you know you can go and open that nice bottle of wine that you said you'll open if you had an amazing 2020? How will you measure your own success and your own achievements? Think about it right now from the start so that when you get to it, you can tell how close were you. So for example, if you want to increase the quality bar of your team, consider how many bugs, outages, or the SLA you want to see at the end of the quarter. If you want to see that you have talent growth, then maybe check your P2P count, which I have a different episode about. Whatever you do, try and come up with some sort of metric. And those metrics, again, as I just said, don't have to be exact science. The Peter Pan count is not exact science. It is just a nice tool that helps you get some feeling about where you're heading. And with that, you will see that you are able to track your successes. And what do you know? If you track your successes and you track when you fail, you get better because you measure it. And then every quarter, every month, every week, you start seeing whether you're on track or not and adjust. And that feedback loop will make you an amazing executive. And that in turn will help you create a remarkable engineering team. That, my friend, is what you're after. And I think we're done because when I started, my definition of done was to make sure you know what you need to be doing to finish this quarter with a bang. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the best newsletter online for tech execs. The link is in the show notes. That's all, and talk soon.